Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We talked fun line of Fredericksburg this morning. Clint Novak is in with us. Clint, good to have you in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got to ask you this question because earlier this morning, Spotsylvania called off school. On days like this where you don't have school, I would think that there will be, if I came by fun line this afternoon, there are going to be probably a number of Spotsylvania County kids that have their parents have brought them over.
I would assume so. It's one of those things where, you know, the weather is getting better. It's going to be, 60 degrees or something like that today? So a good chance of warming up. And so they'll get a chance to leave the house, and they're going to want to do something. So Funland's going to be open. We were open yesterday. We're open again today. And, a lot of people come out on snow days.
That's what I thought. I knew you were coming in today, and I saw when Spotsylvania about a little after 7 this morning canceled because of some trees down and some power outages in the county, and I thought, this has got to be good for Funland because kids need some place to go.
Yep. And especially when your power's out in situations like that, it's a good place to take the kids blow off some time and everything while you're waiting for the power to come back on.
And if you haven't been to Funland, or if you remember Funland maybe from when you were a kid, it is not the same Funland.
It is not. So Funland's 22 years old now, or 21 years old, sorry, coming up on 22.
You've had a big makeover in the last couple of years.
Last couple of years, we've invested millions of dollars into renovations, new rides, new attractions, new video games, and it's a whole new Funland. So, it's crazy when you watch people walk into Funland and you know that they haven't been there in a while, and then walk in, it's so different when you walk in the front door. It's very noticeable right when you walk inside the building.
Two things that jump right out at you. First of all, the roller coaster that's there.
Yeah, we got a roller coaster.
I'm not into roller coasters, but I know people that have ridden it and like it.
Yes, well, we keep saying that we are going to do a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and get you on that coaster with Bill Carroll.
And I'm afraid that's going to happen.
We keep kicking that can down the road. I think next time you're in on a Friday night, we're mounting the GoPro. We're getting you in. So you and Bill, we're going to do it.
I know. I'll be ushered over there and put in. And anytime I'm screaming or just look terrified, it won't be an act. Because, when the Ferris wheel that you used to have.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I found that to be... I was just a little unnerved by
that. The Rockaplane was not a Ferris wheel. It was a... It was a thrill ride that, you go upside down and you do flips and stuff. And so it goes faster than a Ferris wheel.
Oh,
so if you were expecting a Ferris wheel ride.
I was expecting a Ferris wheel.
You get much more than a Ferris wheel ride. You don't have to go upside down, but it's going to be intense. So it's going to be much faster.
That's interesting. I always just thought that as a Ferris wheel and thought I'm losing my nerve. Although I stayed real, because I didn't want to flip upside down. So
I stayed
very still and didn't do that. But no, you go in and you've got the roller coaster there. You also have you've got a climbing wall there.
Yeah, I think the climbing wall is one of our most popular attractions, or at least when people leave, they say my favorite attraction was the climbing wall. And that's because you get unlimited access to it. In the sense that if you pay to enter the attraction, you get to stay in it as long as you want, no time limit. And once you leave, you'd have to pay to get back into it. But once you're harnessed in, you've got 9 different climbing elements, and you get to just walk around, choose, clip yourself in, and then climb.
Well, and this climbing wall seems much different than the other one. The other one was your typical climbing wall that I remember over the years that you really had to know what you were doing even then, I don't know if you could ever get to the top.
It was very difficult. It was even for professional climbers.
So
these are very easy. There's actually different degrees of difficulty because there'll actually be, each wall will have 3 different challenges, and it will tell you, only use the green pegs if you want the hardest challenge.
Okay.
And so if you only use the green pegs, then it's really hard. But if you use all of the colors, then it's really easy. And there's again, several different climbing elements that are there, and some really push the fear boundaries when you climb it, because you know, like the Stairway to Heaven is just you're walking up tubes that go up to 16 feet high, and then you just have to jump off once you get to 16 feet.
Okay, remind me not to do that one either. check those two off. Closer to ground, though, there are a lot of fun games throughout, and that you can spend a lot of time just playing games.
Yes, and of course we have upgrade options that give you unlimited games while you're at the park, so you can either do that or pay for each individual game, ride, or attraction. And yeah, we're always getting new games that we want to have the best arcade in Virginia, and there's some really good arcades out there, so we are really striving to make sure that we have not only a very large selection of games, but they're the top of the line games. And that goes to say, like, the newest game that we have on the floor is our new Halo. It's a four-person big huge game when you walk in. It's one of the most popular.
What is that? Because I've seen it.
Yeah, Halo is a very popular Xbox game.
Oh, okay. It's that.
So it's through the gaming systems, and there's actually a way that you can log in to your Xbox account while playing our game. So it gives you that element of fun for gamers who are out there. But a really, really cool arcade game, very cool story mode that you get to play through, and it's on two huge TVs that are right next to each other. So it gives you a really cool panoramic view of what you're doing.
It was about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer, the virtual reality game I've never done, but I have heard people that have, and I've had family members that
have
done it.
You've never done the virtual reality?
I have not done it, and I have heard it's just fantastic.
That came in March of last year, so we're not quite to a year yet, but there's so many different game types that are with our virtual reality, and it's a really good, high-quality virtual reality.
That's what I've heard.
Four-player. The first game that came out was like you're fighting robot ninjas. So you all stand in place, back to back, and you're fighting off the robot ninja horde coming at you. And then they started stepping up their game. Well, they made a little kids snowball fight, penguin snowball fight, which was fun. And then they really stepped up their game when they came out with Zombite, which is a zombie infection. And it is very intense, and people scream all the time when they're playing it.
Really?
Because it is scary and intense, and it's actually a game where if you don't pay attention to what you're doing, you could lose in the 5 minutes. The other games, you just keep playing no matter what, but you have a 5 minute mark, and if you are not doing well enough, you and your team are not doing well enough, you could get infected, and then that's game over. So very, very interesting there. And then we have some IPs that are coming out with that that are going to be really cool coming up in the next year. Angry Birds is coming to our virtual reality.
Huh.
So you'll be able to play Angry Birds and War of Tanks. So two really cool IPs coming in with all the other gaming options that we have as well. So right now there's about four or five different games you can choose from, and we've got more on their way. So it's a really, really cool experience. If you've never tried it, definitely come out and try some really good VR.
I see it a lot because my favorite
is right across from the
right
VR.
Across.
Yes, mini bowling.
The mini bowling is it's different from mini bowling because you can do all kinds of different things. If you don't feel like just doing regular bowling, I like the Robin Hood game.
Yep.
One. It's got a name. But
Like the arrows. I don't even know. There's so many different game types in the bowling. It's hard to keep track of.
So you can sit there and you can decide what you want to do. The bowling to me, I could come and do the bowling every day.
Yep. And you almost do.
At least once
a week.
It is terrific. The other thing that hasn't changed also, although I think you did upgrade the laser tag. You upgraded in the past year and a half or so.
That was actually the first thing that we really did a major overhaul of was the laser tag, and that was, I think, 3 years ago now.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah, it was 3 years ago, January, I believe, and maybe two years ago. No, it was 3 years ago.
Years ago, okay.
Yeah, so, we got brand new vests in there, 40 vests, and the arena obviously looks much different than it used to, because the 20 years building up to that, or whatever it was, the arena was the same arena.
Yeah.
And so now it's a new arena, and, if you still haven't experienced a park in the last couple of years, it's a new experience for you.
Well, I still want to have, I keep, and I... I think I would even pay you, I think, to tutor me
yes.
on laser tag.
Because we got to do that quick because we got our season. Okay, so Ted is a season pass holder
right.
at Funland.
No, I'm ready for this.
Yes, and we have a season pass holder versus a cast member night, staff night,
yeah.
where our staff members are going to come in and play our season pass holders on the 28th, I believe. It's a Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yep. And so the season pass holders versus the staff members, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I don't think it's going to be like, you know, very structured, like that there's going to be a winner or loser.
Oh,
but
okay.
I think, you know, we're going to have some fun with it. And there's going to be some times where we're going to, you know, mix up the teams and we're going to have some staff members and some season pass holders on a team and vice versa. So
okay.
well, I think it's just going to be a really fun laser tag night.
Okay.
We get to do game types that we don't normally get to do on any other given day because we're looking for people who are already kind of skilled in the laser tag. So we'll be playing things like Capture the Flag and game types that we would never play on a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
it's going to be fun.
Lots of good stuff. We're Funland of Fredericksburg is our focus. Clint Novak is here this morning. When we come back, we're going to continue on and talk about just a slightly big project going on that you may have seen, and we'll talk about that and other things on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Chu.
Clint Novak here this morning from Funland of Fredericksburg. Lots going on at Funland of Fredericksburg. We'll get back to that. But Clint, you're involved. You're trying to raise some money for just a terrific nonprofit, Give Kids the World.
Yes.
And it's a great thing for people. A lot of people are aware of it. It's in Orlando, but there's a lot that may not. I'll let you explain it and how people can get involved.
Oh, definitely. So the event is called Coasting for Kids, and it's really kind of a coaster enthusiast or fans of the coaster community. We get together and we raise money for Give Kids the World, and a lot of amusement parks are participating this year. I'm raising money with the American Coaster Enthusiast Ace Cares team. For the Busch Gardens event, which is going to be their opening weekend. I believe it's March 23rd. So Busch Gardens gives, they say, well, if you raise $100 or more, mm-hmm. We'll get you tickets to the park. We'll get you access to the rides before the park opens, some ERT exclusive ride time. I think they said they'll have like some refreshments in the morning. It's great to just, you know, obviously get to that $100 goal, but just to continue raising money because Give Kids a World is a great cause. And not a lot of people know what Give Kids a World is. Make-A-Wish, people know Make-A-Wish. Mm-hmm. And Make-A-Wish is a great organization that, takes children who are ill or terminally ill and grants them a wish. And the number one wish that they get is, I want to go to Disney World. And they then turn to Give Kids the World to make that a reality. So Give Kids the World takes care of their airfare, the rental car while they're in Florida. They have these amazing condos that you get to stay in at the Give Kids the World Village. And there's all of these extra bonuses that you get while you're at the village. You get tucked in at night by different characters mm-hmm. from not only their village, but Disney characters or Universal characters or Lego characters. And they take care of everything, so you don't have to worry about it.
They take care of food
and gifts, and it's where else can you have ice cream for breakfast? You know,
yeah,
that's their big thing.
They do
ice cream for breakfast, 7:30 in the morning before the breakfast hall opens up. The ice cream shop opens up because that's what kids want on vacation.
Yeah.
Is ice cream for breakfast, and they really pay attention to that kind of detail. So.
My family experienced it. My son took a Make-A-Wish trip to Orlando. We
yes.
stayed at Give Kids the World for a week, and it is just there's no place like it. And when I saw that you were raising money for that, it brought back a lot of memories. And I thought that's great that someone around here knows what they do and has a connection. And it's a great organization to be involved with.
Definitely. I've been working with Give Kids a World and doing charity events with them for over 10 years now. And, it really holds a close place to my heart, especially in the Coaster community, in the Funland community. It's just a great organization to help out because they really are a part of our coaster industry or our amusement industry. So, but yeah, if you go to the Coastin' for Kids website, you just Google it and go to the Coastin' for Kids, and they will actually have places where you can sign up and help raise money. Or if you have somebody you can help by donating, you can pick one of those people. Clint Novak is my name. So yeah. If you wanted to help donate, feel free to donate to any of the team members or teams. Because again, in the end, it's all going to the same place, Give Kids the World, and it's a great organization.
Yeah, it's called Coastin' for Kids.
Coastin' for Kids. Yep.
To look for that, because I'm going to ask you if people are interested around here and getting involved in what you're doing.
Yes,
look for that, and you're hoping to raise some money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at $690 or somewhere in that realm, and I'm working my way to $1,000.
Yeah.
So that's I would love to get up to $1,000.
It's interesting. You've done a couple of live chats on Facebook with some of your, and I don't know any of the people other than you. But one of the interesting things as you have this discussion, and I mean you've been involved with you were doing blogs and podcasting before.
Mm-hmm. Before it was blogs and podcasting, exactly.
Years ago, but I think it was about 15 years ago. You were here,
yep.
and late at night would be recording these things
This studio that we're talking in right now is where my coaster podcasting had actually started. And yeah, it's just been going ever since.
When I first was hired here, they said the night guy is really into coasters. And
yep.
Sure enough.
That was an understatement.
Well, as I've watched a couple of these live Facebook things that you've done, apparently in the coasting world, the decision by King's Dominion to close the volcano has been a volcano. I mean,
yeah.
it's just your first reaction of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, you have to think, rides like Hurler, which was mm-hmm. removed to build Twisted Timbers. It wasn't really removed. It was modified. It's kind of, you see it coming. It's like, oh, well, it was a terrible ride. Good thing we got rid of it. Shockwave, the removal of that, although it did drum up some emotions for some people, it's not like you didn't see it coming, because roller coasters have a lifespan, and once they've reached the end of that lifespan, they have to make way for something bigger and better. Volcano was one of those where, it probably was one of the more popular rides in the park, on top of that, you didn't see the writing on the wall, you didn't see it coming, In 2018, it opened for about 2 weeks.
I was going to say it was closed a lot
last
year.
Yeah, it was only open for the first 2 weeks, and then it closed, and it never reopened. And there was, whatever the issues, I don't even know what they were, but whatever the issues were, they were trying to fix and take care of. And then eventually, now that we're going into 2019, they decided that it just wasn't going to be worth it for all the modifications and stuff that they'd have to do. And now we're losing Volcano.
So will they replace it with something different, or do you know? Have they said anything yet, or is it just going to...
Yeah, they haven't said anything yet.
Is it just going to... All summer, are you going to walk by there and just have a moment of silence?
I don't know if they're going to remove it or not at this point. Usually, if they were, it's a big removal project because not only there's a coaster, but there's a mountain, and that mountain has other rides that are still, pieces of other rides that still exist in it from its past. So it's going to be a pretty major project to remove all that, and I don't know if they can remove it before the start of the season, even if they started now. So I don't know if it's going to stay up for the season, and then they'll remove it next off season. But the King's Dominion off season is also now a very short one, because they. They now close in January because they are now doing Winterfest, and then they open again in March. So it's only about a 3-month span there that they have to close down the park, get everything ready for the next year, and reopen. And Winterfest, what an amazing event that was! It was so good.
I know. I actually went to it.
Yes,
and it was terrific. And you were the first person I think you went just about it. There were not many days.
I think I only missed like 4 days of Winterfest because that's how big of a nut I am.
I kept seeing on Facebook, and I was like, "Clint, what are you? You're back."
Yep.
But it really was.
Good. Oh, it was great. Yeah, and me and my wife is a coaster enthusiast as well.
Of course, she'd have
and
to
so,
be.
Exactly. So I moved here, you know, in 2003. So Kings Dominion, although is special to me because it is my home park.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up with it. So she actually grew up with Kings Dominion, and to have a winter event come to her park, she was just overly excited about it, and it really met both of our expectations.
Oh, I went just thinking, I'm sure this will be just a fun little evening.
Yeah.
And
I bet you didn't even do half the stuff they had you only went once.
I was there just once, but when they did the special thing, when they lit up the Eiffel Tower and had that opening, it was just like, this is serious.
It's
stuff.
Really, and the ice skating, you know, the fact that you can go ice skating. I'm from Minnesota, so I grew up with ice skates, but I hadn't been skating in 20, 25 years, and I got a chance to do that for the first time in a long time, and it's like riding a bike for me. I was all over the place.
It's been interesting to me, guests that come in here each more. I bet at least 3 times a month, someone comes in with a drink, and they've got a Winterfest cup that they're bringing in.
Wow.
I see it at least.
That is amazing.
And I have never seen that with any other event around here. And so
that's great.
A lot of people were there, and a lot of people are still using. They bought that cup, and they're still using it.
And it's only going to get better. So as the years go on, it's going to continue to get better and better. So really excited about it. But very sad about Volcano. Yeah.
I didn't realize that until I watched one of your podcasts, or Facebook Live, I guess it was. And I thought, wow, this is right. And everybody had the same. You all had it was part therapy, and it was mourning. Yep. And I thought I had no idea.
We went through all the emotions, didn't we?
I saw it. Yes. Clint Novak here, Funland of Fredericksburg. Our focus, funlandoffredericksburg.com. is the website where you can see everything. There's also a Facebook page. And when we come back, we are going to talk about about go-karts and what's going on there, and some other things going on at Funland, too, with Clint Novak this morning. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shubin.
Clint Novak with Funland of Fredericksburg here this morning as we talk about all the things going on at Funland. And I guess it's kind of like any place that goes through a name change. In case you're not aware, Funland of Fredericksburg used to be Central Park Funland.
That is correct. Yes, we decided to brand to the city of Fredericksburg. You know, Central Park, not a lot of people. There's a lot of, you know, people who come and go in Fredericksburg and they move here for military or whatever reason, and then they move away. And so Central Park is not something that, you know, people pick up on very quickly.
No.
And so we decided that it would be better to brand to the city of Fredericksburg than to the shopping district that we're in. And so, you know, we made that decision to move to Funland of Fredericksburg, and we're really excited about it. I think the city of Fredericksburg is really excited about it because that's just the small change that we made this year, with the really big change being the go-kart track.
Speaking of the go-kart track, it continues to go up. It is just amazing to look at it. When you first, I guess it was last September, late August, early September, when you kind of unveiled this and you looked at it and you just thought, how is that ever going to happen? But you look at it now, and it really is taking shape.
Yeah, I mean, so we announced it in late August, and we didn't even know, even the day of the announcement, that the VIP event that we announced that, that VIP event was not set up to originally do that announcement. It was just to kind of recap the year, and we decided at the very last minute, that day, that we would then break the news, because we felt very confident that we were going to be able to get that project done. And And it's not just, you know, again, when you're doing a project this size, it's a, well, let me tell everybody what it is real quick. It's a multi-level go-kart track, first of its kind in Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's a $1.2 million project. So it's a very large construction project, the biggest of its kind for us. And we, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. You got to work with the city, with permitting and inspections and just getting the approval to do it. And so the city's been great. You know, we've been able to really stay on schedule, and they've been able to help us navigate this new thing for us. So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, and it's really, really cool. Like you said, you drive by, people come by all the time, and they're like, what are you guys doing out there? Because it's big. It's really, really big. You know, some of the poles that are up in the air stand 40, 45 feet tall. And so, you see a lot of them, too. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So the frame of the go-kart track, I'll say, is up. It's all like wood telephone poles. And now they're starting to put the metal girders that go across, and then they're putting joists on top of that and decking on top of that. So there's a lot of different things going on right now. There's two different crews that are on site, the steel crew and the wood decking crew. And, you know, you stop by pretty much like every other week are doing updates for WFBA.
We've done some great videos, you and I.
Yes, yeah. And it's just the reason why we have you out so often is because it changes so often.
Yeah.
They're working so fast that really from week to week, it's a whole new construction site.
Well, when you said that, we've really had the perfect winter. I mean, it could be a lot better.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be a lot better, but it could be a lot worse.
It could be worse. It could be better. You know, again, the rain is what's killing us.
Yeah,
so the rain and snow.
It's so muddy.
And we get so much of it. So it's like not so much snow, but so much rain. So, you know, this last event that happened yesterday and today, that was a lot of rain. And so now the construction site's going to be muddy for days.
It's supposed to start raining again tonight.
Yeah, and so it takes so much more effort to move the equipment in the mud. Because it takes more equipment to move the equipment. Yeah. They can't just drive a tractor in the mud because it gets stuck.
Yeah.
So then they have to have a tractor next to the tractor to pull the tractor out of the mud.
Wow.
And so there's all of these, you know, all the pieces of equipment that have to move around. It's logistically way harder when it's muddy. So everybody keep your fingers crossed. We want to open it up in the spring. We need the weather to start cooperating with us a little bit.
Yeah, a little drier weather would be nice.
Yes, exactly.
We haven't had the snow, but I guess in some ways it would be at certain times once a lot of the telephone poles were in, a little bit of colder weather wouldn't have been bad.
Yeah, and you know what? The cold weather, these guys are from Connecticut, so they say, oh, let it freeze.
Yeah.
You know, they'll work through that, and it's better because then the mud's frozen, they can drive on top of it. So, you know, we're just kind of in that limbo area where we don't really get that cold, we don't get that warm. Well, I shouldn't say that warm, it's going to be 60 degrees today. So, yeah, that's pretty warm. The rain just keeps coming, and that's what's really hurting us. So,
well, it's good. I'd never thought of it until I drove by the other day and seen it now up. This really does is the kind of thing that stands out because you can see it from so far away now, and it's going to be like, that's fun land.
Definitely,
and
if you haven't seen it, drive by and just take a look at it because it's crazy. Yeah.
It really is something. And like you say, a multi-level go-kart track. We haven't seen one of these in Virginia.
No, there's one in Ocean City, Maryland, at Jolly Rogers. It's a multi-level track there. The big difference between ours and theirs is ours will actually have a cement finish, so you'll be driving on concrete. Theirs is wood decking, so there's a lot of vibration and shaking that happens on wood decking, where ours is going to be a nice smooth ride. The other places would be like Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. They have this style of go-kart tracks as well. You know, in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, quick fact for you, there is 38 go-kart tracks within a 5-mile stretch in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That is an enormous amount of go-kart tracks.
Wow.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that there's that big of a...
A ton of FECs, there's like that. Yeah. It's kind of like going to the beach. I don't know, when you drive down the beach and you have like the Ripley's and all that stuff. It's like that, and they have a whole bunch of go-kart tracks. Go-kart tracks everywhere.
Well, you put this together, you put this with the timing for the baseball stadium coming in over there. You're really in a... You talk about location.
Yeah.
That's where you're at.
Yeah, and the decision to push this go-kart track forward now, opposed to, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, was because the baseball stadium and the things that Fredericksburg is doing. And we said, well, now is the time to invest. We want to invest and make Funland better for the community. And with all of these changes, it's a perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're really excited about the baseball stadium coming in. We've already talked to them about different things that we can do together. So, you know, we're really excited about that. And, you know, I'm going to be at the groundbreaking this Sunday. So I'm excited.
I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Baseball
in Fredericksburg.
You're part of it with just having the neighbors. And there's a lot of positive energy in Fredericksburg right now. Number of things going on. And the cool thing is you're one of them.
Oh, I'm super flattered by that.
The mayor shows up at your things. You have city council people. The Funland, just the whole perception of Funland really has changed over the last couple of years. And this is what, as you have strategically made these plans. I mean, even something we laughed about it, but it is a big thing of just something like improving the bathrooms and spending the amount of money on that, but.
Bathrooms are expensive.
You can do all of this stuff, but if you still have bathrooms
are bad, nobody wants to do it. Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's just going to be like, no, let's, you know, maybe there's somewhere else we want to go.
Yep.
You've got the whole package there now.
Yep. Bathrooms we're working included. On it. And you know, again, we're really happy that we have the backing of the community. You know, the mayor stopping by the park, and you know, we have a lot of fun when she comes to the park, of course, because it's fun land, and city council members, the media, you guys coming out. We really enjoy that that partnership that we have, and again, we do events and stuff that we structure throughout the year that are we'll call them community events because we actually don't charge for the events themselves. We have the White Castle food truck twice a year, which you know, very exciting for us. The White Castle charges, but we don't charge you to go to the White Castle food truck, and you know, to coordinate that effort is a big deal every couple. You know, we do it twice a year, so they're coming in May. We do Movies on the Midway, which you got a chance to enjoy.
That was really a fun a lot of those kind of things happen, and you have to make a lot of tweaks to it because sometimes it's the sound. There really was not. I remember being there for the first one, and I thought, this is really enjoyable. Got you a few times.
Yeah, and the weather's going to do that. So we do the Movies on the Midway outside. We have this giant inflatable screen that we put up, and we show movies on there. It's free. We usually do some type of character meet and greet beforehand, which is free. You just bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, and you get to enjoy movies on a Friday night. And we're going to be actually doing it every single Friday this year, starting. I don't have my calendar with me. It starts in June when school's getting out.
Yeah,
and it will go all the way through Labor Day. So we'll be doing movies every Friday as long as the weather, postpone those plans. And then we're working with some community partners on some fun movie stuff after that. So, we've got that big screen and the speakers and stuff. So you might hear some more stuff, on this station.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Looking
forward
to that.
That's all I can say about that. Little tease.
Friday night, you also have Bill Carroll there playing music.
Yes. So it's our family fun nights as Friday nights. And Bill Carroll is there from 7 to close playing family-friendly music. We also do our pizza buffet, which is only $5.99, unlimited pizza. And what's great about this pizza buffet is it's open from 6 to 9. But you get there at 6 o'clock, you eat a couple slices of pizza, you can go play, and you get a wristband, and so you just come back and grab a slice of pizza, whatever you want.
I've done it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a great, you know, great part, you know, just another add-on to our family fun nights on Friday nights.
Yeah, no, so there's a lot of fun, and that's what, follow along on Facebook and the in the webpage. We'll give you all kinds of information. When we come back, we'll wrap this up again. We'll talk about coasting for kids and how you can get involved in that. We'll talk about season passes and maybe a season pass holder. We'll talk to a season pass holder and see what he thinks. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Clint Novak here, Funland of Fredericksburg. Our focus, we'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk.
Clint Novak here this morning. Funland of Fredericksburg, our focus. Funlandoffredericksburg.com is the website. Also a terrific Facebook page that will keep you up to date. It was a couple of years ago you were in and talking about this new concept of you could buy a season pass.
Yes.
And I sat here thinking, that sounds like a lot of fun. And my wife and I got them, and we love it. I highly recommend it.
Not only did you complete your full 365 days, but you renewed and you came right back.
It's still doing it. It's a lot of fun just to be able to. It's fun just to be able to say, hey, let's go over and just bowl for a while, or go over and play putt putt for a while, or do laser tag for a while.
Yep.
And anything in between.
And the nice thing about, like, okay, so bowling, it's not big bowling. It's mini bowling. But you still get the, you know, all of the feelings you would when you're regular bowling, except you're not picking up a 15-pound ball and you're not renting shoes. And it's a nice small ball to pick up, easy to pick up. You don't hurt the next day. Your arms don't hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it really is fun.
And still, people like you can walk by and look at the score and just go, wow, that's pretty low. So even that can happen, too.
You come here every Friday. Why is that score so low?
That shouldn't be like that. You know, can we look at your form?
Yeah.
But no, it really is. It's a great deal for people of any age. I know at the time, a lot of people looked at us kind of like, you're doing what?
Yep.
But it really is, and you see just really a cross section of ages at Funland.
Of course, any
given time.
Yeah, and the season pass. So we made a mistake when we made the season pass by calling it a season pass, because it actually is an annual pass. Mm-hmm. You get it for 365 days from the date of purchase. So we're changing the name. March 1st, the name is changing to annual pass. Just a small change. The card is going to look a little different. Your season pass is still going to work just like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So you can hold on to that card as long as you'd like. But yeah, we're going to change over to an annual pass so people understand that it is for 365 days. Now, this is something that everybody would need to act on soon, because with that, the prices are going up. And that means right now is your best chance to get a season pass. Before March 1st, you'll get them at the lowest price they'll ever be. And it's $69.99 for the Ride and Play, $99.99 for the Ride and Play Plus. Great deal. Like you said, you've got the Ride and Play, which is $69.99.
What's the Plus?
The Plus includes video games. So for $99.99, you can get the rides, attractions, plus some video games. They don't give out tickets. They don't give out prizes. Halo would be included, which is the most popular one. Other IPs like Walking Dead, Mario Kart, Jurassic Park, those would be included with the video game package. And so right now is the time to do it. You want to get into Funland before March 1st because prices are going up.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, because it's just, we've talked about a lot of these changes, and a lot of Funland, like we say, is a much different place even than when I first got my annual pass a couple years ago. It's you continue to really upgrade, and that I look forward and wonder what the next thing, you know, the next big thing has been the go-kart thing for a while, but I'm sure that you're still thinking of probably a couple of steps. We've got to think
about all these things. And, you know, this is really why I love working at Funland. You know, I'm a coaster enthusiast. You know, I worked here at B101.5 for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, my love was always, my passion was always coasters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
this is really my passion. You know, I get to help build, design, and mold my own little amusement park here in Fredericksburg. And, you know, so we're looking at all of these, you know, ideas from, oh, that would be fun to, oh, would that be fun? You know, like some crazy ideas, some simple ideas. And, you know, we've got a lot of stuff that we want to do. And we're not done yet. So there's stuff inside that that we need to look at. And there's some stuff outside that we want to look at.
That's why I look forward to the next, whatever that next big announcement is going to be. You have the signs on the building have changed.
Yep.
And it's a whole new look. And this spring, it's at some point this spring, and when the go-karts are finished, mm-hmm. That when you have a ribbon cutting for that, is that going to be something?
I mean, and even in the next couple of months from now to April, the building is going to be painted because it's still the original color scheme on the outside.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The whole outside mm-hmm. of the building is going to be power wash painted to match the logo. All of the rooftops of the go-kart tracks are the teal color is going to go away. We're going to have fresh paint on those. So the outside is going to, I mean, that's the step of the last 2 years. It's everything's been inside. We're now looking at those outside components and what we can do and change to make it look as good as it does on the inside.
Funland at Fredericksburg.com. And again, March 1st is when the price goes up. So if you want to get that annual pass.
Get it now. Even if you have a season pass, we will tack on the 365 days to the end of your current pass. So if you upgrade now.
Seriously?
Yes. So it's a great deal. Again, we want to do this marketing campaign to create awareness. We don't want to surprise people with the price change. We want people to know it's coming. And if you have a season pass and you want to add on to the end of that, you can come in and we can add another year to the end of your current season pass.
Count me in. I'll be there.
All right.
I will be there. I just figured, oh, well, mine goes till, I think, July or something.
Yep.
And I thought, that's just the way it goes.
Nope.
But
you can get in on the deal before prices go up. So
Funlandoffredericksburg.com to get into all that. Coasting for kids, if you're interested in that, look for Clint Novak.
Yes.
And just a great way to really help out, Give Kids the World, which is a great organization.
Amazing organization. And they help so many families. And you got to think each family is not just the child or the parents. It's also brothers, sisters. It's the whole family. And so they really, really, really help with making sure that everybody feels equal on the trip and everybody's having a great time.
Well, Clint, thanks for what you do in the community. There's just a lot of it is fun having you come in just because a lot is going on. And you look at like we say, baseball, you look at Funland and just that whole area in Central Park.
We were all over the place with this one.
yeah. No, you were really ahead and just the timing for a lot of this is working out well. So
awesome.
Funlandoffredericksburg.com. Check it out. Go to the go and like the Facebook page too. Thank you, Clint. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Clint Novak, Funland of Fredericksburg. That's it for Town Talk. We will see you tomorrow. We'll talk about the library. And News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.